Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the Today Show. The Today Show. I submit to you, my friends and neighbors, that the most underrated, underappreciated word in the English language is that five-letter word we know as today. Research studies show that the average person spends 60% of their conversations on yesterday. Think about that, my friends and neighbors. The average person, 60% of their conversations are about yesterday. Did you watch the game last night? Did you see the movie last night? Did you watch the TV show? Remember Pookie or Ray Ray or Fifi? Yes, my friends and neighbors, average person lives in the past. However, I would like for you to declare, I am not average. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we are the exception and not the rule. The today is important because it's a special day. God crafted it and created it just for us. Remember, the Bible says in Psalms 118 and 24, this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, my friends and neighbors, today is important to maximize, but most people just don't know how. And if we can understand the element of today, we'll then understand how to maximize this beautiful gift that God has given us. Can we do this with our today acronym, my friends and neighbors? The T in our today acronym reminds us that today is about tasks. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there are things that need to be done in the now, not tomorrow. These are priorities that should not be overlooked. You can tell how much a person respects today by how he or she handles the tasks at hand. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I always like to say there's only one way to complete a job, and that's right away. Remember, we think about all of the, even the men of faith in the Bible. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 17 and 20 that David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with a keeper. Then he did what his father commanded him to do. Yes, my friends and neighbors, he did this job first and then what his father commanded. Then we discover in Luke 5 and 2, when Jesus first met Peter, he was out washing his nets. Yes, he was completing a task for that day. What task do you have on your to-do list, my friends? Are you handling them in the now? Or are you putting them off for tomorrow? You know, even Ben Franklin says, why put off for tomorrow what we can do today? Then even when it comes to this spiritual world, the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 4 and 2 that we should preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should always be eager to accomplish the tasks at hand because task makes up today. That O in our today acronym reminds us that today is also about others. We can't imagine life without others around us. That way, we should never approach today without being mindful of others. We need not ignore others. We should recognize that there are a few things we should do as it pertains to others. We should inspire others. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should put a smile on somebody's face today. Put some joy in someone's heart. A pep in somebody's step. Have you ever gone somewhere and a stranger complimented you? May have said, nice outfit. Like your hair. Nice car. How did it make you feel? Didn't it put a little pep in your step? You got a compliment from somebody that you didn't even know, and it did something for you. That's what we should do every day. We should inspire others, and we should inquire of others. We should consult members or our mentors and communicate with them daily. We should instruct others. This is teaching somebody something. I don't care if it's teaching a kid how to tie a shoe or a little boy how to read and write. When we teach people something and instruct them, their eyes light up. It does something to them. It's empowering. Then we should invite others. Encourage someone to join the kingdom cause today. Some may join today, some may join tomorrow, but we should invite others to get to know Christ just a little bit better. Remember, the Bible says to us in Romans 12 and 10 that we should be kindly affectioned one to another. And then we discover in Ephesians 4 and 2 that we should be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should put others in the mix today. Also, my friends, today is about dreams. Yes, my friends and neighbors, dreams are the fuel that we need to transport us into our future. And we will all all look like our wildest dreams. That's why looking back at the past is not productive. We've got to look ahead to the future. And in this day and time, we should be eager and excited even about our dreams. Joseph dreamed a dream in Genesis 37:5. And we discover that even old men dream dreams in Job 2:28. We never get too old to dream. In Matthew 2:19, Joseph was given a dream when the Lord appeared to him in Egypt. Yes, my friends and neighbors, dreaming is a simple process. First, we should decide what we really want, recognizing that God will give us the desires of our heart. Then we should declare with our mouths what we will become. Remember, Joseph did that when he talked about his dream. Then we should be dedicated, find associations, and take actions to help us achieve our dream. And then we should discover the power of walking into our destiny with daily steps that we take every day. Do you realize that something we're doing today is either getting us closer to our dream or moving us further away from it? My friends, I challenge you to recognize that today is about dreams. Don't give up on the goals. Don't give up on the vision. Don't give up on the plans. God's got something special for all of us to do if we can only dream about it. That A in our TODAY acronym reminds us that today is also about appreciation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, today's about appreciation, giving thanks, and being mindful of all that's around us, taking nothing for granted. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, when you're driving at some point today or traveling from point A to point B, look out the window. See the beautiful things that God has created. If you're on a plane, open up that window. Look at the clouds that God put together and be thankful for all the beauty He surrounded us with. Nature, our family, our friends, the country we live in, the diversity, the opinions of others. See, when we walk in appreciation, it's hard to get mad. We can only be glad. Remember, the Bible says in Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things unto God. Then we discover in Psalms 106, praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should give thanks at every moment. I can remember when my father died. I was 39 years old, and I could only focus on the fact that I had been blessed to have my daddy for 39 years. I was excited about that. I knew him as a boy. I knew him as a man. I was 39 years old, and that was an appreciation that filled my heart, and it can fill everyone's heart, my friends and neighbors. That final why, I got to give it to you. It just reminds us that today is about yielding. Yielding to what, Wallace? Yielding to the voice inside that guides you, that reminds you of what you should be doing today. The voice gets louder the more you seek it and listen to it. My friends, that voice is the Holy Spirit. Remember, Isaiah 30:21 says, and our ears will hear a word behind us saying, this is the way, walk in it, when we turn to the right hand and when we turn to the left. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and we discover in Genesis 3:8 that even Adam heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. My friends, that voice is telling us something. It's telling us that we don't need to complain, just praise Him. It's telling us we don't need to fear, just have faith. It's telling us we don't need to be afraid, we can be confident. It's telling us what we need to know, my friends, and if we yield to that voice, things will be better. Forgive me in advance for going over on the time, but that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.